Am I echoing? Okay. All right. So, names are very, very, very important. Imagine going into a store and nothing has a name. Everything is just everywhere and you don't even know what is what has what, and you have to figure that out. Would you enjoy shopping? Or it'll be a very hard task, wouldn't it? Because names help us to find things out. Even if you remember at the beginning of creation, when God had made man, God created man, and man was in God. But God wanted man to live and exist apart from himself. So what did God do? God took the dust of the earth and formed it into a body and then breathed into that body. And that body became alive. That person became alive. And then what did God do? God now took this man and said, and brought all the animals and said, name them. And he named them so that he could find a helpmate. So he started to look at all the animals. Oh, that looks like a gorilla. That looks like a lion. You know, and he gave names to these animals, but could not find a helper in them. So names are very, very important, because when he did now see Eve, it was a different case. He said, now, this is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. And he named her woman. He named her. So naming is very, very important. Next slide, please. So what's in a name? We've had a very interesting exercise this morning. What's in a name? The first thing is, names give identity. Names help us to identify. Except if your dad is Elon Musk and you have a name like X or Y or whatever he called his children. Names give identity. We're able to tell a boy from a girl with their names. We're able to tell a twin from another twin by their names. So names give identity. But also, names indicate purpose. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, he said, you will have a son, and you will call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So Mary knew the name of the child, but also knew the purpose that the child will come to accomplish. He was going to save. He was going to rescue. He was going to save people from their sins. So names also indicate purpose. Names also show the circumstances that surround your birth. So some people were conceived in Paris and their parents said, okay, we'll name you Paris because we had you there. In the Bible, there was a guy called Jabez. His mom had a very difficult pregnancy, very complicated one. And when he was born, she said, his name will be what? Jabez. Why? Because I had a very difficult pregnancy. It was very painful. So his name will be what? Pain. She called him Pain. And for many years of Jabez's life, everybody, everywhere he went, people said, oh, hello, Pain. Hi, Pain. And nothing seemed to move in his life until he came to a point and he prayed to God and said, God, you've got to change my name. Because I know names give identity. I know names give purpose. You've got to do something with my name. And God heard him and God blessed him. And he was more honorable than his brothers. Names also have life-changing implications. We see Samuel that we read about this morning. His mom had been waiting for a long time to have a baby. And eventually when he came, she said, God has heard me. But that's what Samuel means. God has heard me. And I will give him back to the Lord. God has heard me. And even in the temple when Jesus was about to be dedicated, a man came by the name of Simeon. And Simeon means hearing. In other words, God has heard our prayer. That is the answer to our prayer. And his name was Hearing. And God said, Simeon, you will not die until you see the answer to your prayer. God has heard. Hearing. There was another guy called Abram. Abram also waited a long, long time before he had kids. And Abram meant exalted father. But how could you be a father without having children? Because everywhere he went, that means they called him, hey, father, exalted father, but no children. And God said, look, I'm going to change your name. Because names give identity. Because names show purpose. I'm going to call you Abraham. In other words, Abram with grace in the middle. Because the is the breath of God. So God says, I will breathe on you and you'll become the father of many, 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 many nations. So names have life-changing implications. And the last one is names also show our natural origin, our natural ancestry. In the Bible, there was another guy called Blind Bartimaeus. He was a beggar. He was blind. But that was not his name. He was the son of Timaeus. Bar, in Hebrew or in Aramaic, meant son. So he was the blind son of Timaeus. But people called him Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. Just like we have McDonald's. Mac means son. Donald, son of a world ruler. So when you hear McDonald's, Mac is son of. So we know Timaeus is the father of this man. Timaeus means honorable one. He was the son of an honorable one, yet was blind. But Jesus changed his story. So names are very, very important. Next slide, please. Now, today we'll be giving thanks for Esther. And these three pictures are meanings to what Esther means. So without the parents of Esther saying anything, or without her tag giving anything off, what do we think Esther's name means? Anybody? I can't hear you. What do we think Esther's name means from the pictures you can see? Anybody? Beautiful woman, yes. Sorry? Queen. We know the story of Queen Esther in the Bible, yes? Chosen. Star, yes. Sparkly. Okay, well, there are three known meanings for Esther. The first one is Esther means bride. Ooh. Esther means bride. And we know the story of Esther in the Bible. She was the bride of the king. Out of all the beautiful girls in the kingdom, Esther stood out. So it just doesn't mean bride. It means one that was favored to be bride. The second is a flower called the myrtle. Now the myrtle is shaped like a star. And it's a symbol of wealth and prosperity. So Esther, remember who gave thanks for you today, where you have your money. But it means wealth. It's a symbol of, it's a status symbol of wealth and prosperity. And then the last is star. That's the most common meaning of the word, of her name, Esther. It means she's a star. Isn't she a star? Oh, come on. Isn't she a star? Hello, Esther. Hello. She's a star. And what do stars do? They shine. So at night when it's so dark, guess what is shining in the sky? Stars. In other words, her life will be like a star. It will illuminate. It will influence. It will be a pointer to God's favor. Her life will shine, be an example to others. Isn't that a wonderful name to have? Esther. Now let's see what God says to Esther this morning. Next slide. This is from Isaiah 43. And in context, this is God's promise to Israel. But we know in application, it applies to us all. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob. He who formed you, Israel. Do you notice something there? God is referring to the same people, but using two names. What's the first name? What's the first name? Jacob. What does Jacob mean? Supplanter. In easy terms, it means one who grabs the heel. In other words, he's always wanting to pull other people to get ahead. That's what Jacob means. But then there's another name, says Israel. What does Israel mean? Anybody know? Anybody here named Israel? No. It means a prince with God. A prince with God. So God says, I created you, Jacob. Yes, I created you. You became a supplanter. You became one who grabbed the heel. But now I've formed you. And your name changes. You're no longer one who grabs. Now, you're the one who is grabbed. Because in the story of Jacob, an angel appeared to him. And he wrestled with the angel all night. And towards the morning, he grabbed the angel, like he normally does. And he said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. The grabber. And God says, through the angel, okay. If you want a blessing, then that means I have to grab you. And the angel grabbed his hip. And your hip muscle is the strongest part of your body. So God says, I'm going to grab what makes you strong. And in grabbing that, you become stronger. Doesn't make sense, but in the things of God, it makes perfect sense. Because when you trust God, you are stronger. When you trust in yourself, you're weaker, you're limited. So God says, you've been a grabber all your life. Now it's my time to grab you. And the only reason why God did that is this. He says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Names show possession. You are mine. I have summoned you by name. And before I finish this morning, I just want to quickly say this. God knows Esther by name. You see, before the parents even thought about the name, God knew about it. And he knows her by name. But you know the most beautiful thing? God knows each and every one of you by name. And to put the icing on the cake, God says, I'm not just going to know you by the names you bear. I'm going to know you by the name I have given you. Because there's a name that is above every other name. And that's the name of Jesus. And God says, once you have that name, this is what happens once you have that name. And I'll finish. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, You will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And then he goes to verse 7 and he says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. God wants you to have his name. He knows you by name, but he's giving you his name so that in everything you do, you experience his love and his goodness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for you know us by name. You created us. You redeemed us. And now you form us. Thank you for now we have your name. And whatever might happen, you're always there with us, for us, and in us. In Jesus' name, amen.